Okay, welcome to Burge's Power Hour. But tonight it's not about Burge, and it never is about Burge. It's about you. And we have a special, special, special guest tonight that's going to be leading us through some really cool things about our zone of genius and living our purpose. And I want to introduce her to you. Those of you who are on the call, you are in for a great treat because she's very wise. And also, those of you who are just listening to the recording, oh well, you don't get it to ask questions, but I'm glad you're here anyway. And she's going to honor us with her presence. And let me tell you a little bit about Claudia. She is Claudia Rocafort. Ta-da! She is a CLA, she's our Conscious Leadership Academy faculty. She works with executives and entrepreneurs and mission-driven people like you that want to master their communication and their mindset and their leadership skills. And she's an executive, she's many things, but one of the many, many things she is, other than a very dear friend and a wonderful compadre, she's an executive and business coach. She's an ICF certified coach, so she knows her stuff. She's a best-selling author, an ordained minister. Yay. That's one of my favorite things to do is marry our graduates. Keynote speaker, spiritual facilitator. Claudia's been coaching people and coaching leaders since 2006. She is I think a communications expert, and she is going to share with us some of her principles and teachings and things tonight and work you through some things that you might need paper and pencil, I imagine, for stream of consciousness stuff, because you know us, we like to do experiential stuff. And I welcome all of you to play with Claudia, and she'll tell you about what's coming up for us in the next little while as well. But I'm going to leave you in her capable hands for tonight, and I just welcome all of you again. Thank you for tuning in. You know that you make a difference, you matter, and you're important. And without further ado, here's Claudia.
Thank you, my dear, beautiful friend. It is a privilege and an honor to be here with all of you and to be able to play in this space with you. And tonight, we're going to be talking a little bit about how do we fulfill our life purpose, right? How do we play and work in our zone of genius? So I would love to see a little show of hands. Whomever can, and if you by any chance can turn on your camera, would love to see you. And I like to make these so that you actually gain insights and you get to explore parts of yourself that we don't always get to explore. So I invite you to grab some pen and paper. I invite you to open up your mics, open up your cameras. And let's participate. Let's really do little masterminds that we have an opportunity to do with each other that we may not be able to have an opportunity to do on a regular basis. So, what are we going to be covering today? We're going to be talking about what is the zone of genius, right? How many of you have heard that term before, working in your zone of genius? Not yet. Some yes, some no. Love it. Okay, beautiful. So, we're going to be talking about what it is and why do we want it? What's the point of being in that space? And we're going to look at what are the keys to implementing it. We're going to do a little brainstorm exercise as to how we are showing up and what it might be our life purpose in this lifetime. And I'm curious, just by a show of hands, how many of you feel that you're already living in your zone of genius? What about how many of you feel like you are fulfilling your life purpose? Not quite yet. Beautiful. So here and yes. Okay, beautiful. So we're going to grab this opportunity of mastermind and of sharing with each other. And welcome, Rosemary. And to be able to hone in on what these things might be. And have you ever heard the expression follow your bliss? Yes, love that. Some of you have definitely heard that. Okay. So, part of uncovering our life purpose means that we get to tune into those gifts that brought us joy from the time that we can remember. We are all born with gifts. The key is, how do we unwrap it in our lifetime? Right? How do we grab those talents and put them to fruition, to full use? And so part of this is, okay, how do we apply these tools to our personal life for our personal fulfillment? But also, how do we apply them in our business? So how can I start applying? Hello, Marla. Welcome, welcome. If you can, kindly mute yourself until you want to participate. And thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, fabulous. So we are talking about, hi, Rose. Did you want to ask a question? Because I see your hand up. So I was wondering, did you have a question before we continue, or do you want to dive in into something?
No, you said raise your hand, so I
Oh,
still had it
fabulous.
raised.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. I like seeing virtual hands up too. So fabulous. So I'll continue. And then, yes, by all means, raise your hand if you have any questions and you want me to stop or you want to actually go into something a little bit deeper. Okay. I'm going to be giving you, I tend to give a lot of information fairly quickly. That's the New Yorker in me. And if I need to slow down, please let me know. Okay. So we're going to be talking about.
Are we going to record this? Are we going to record
Oh,
this?
thank you. I thought we were already recording. So let me make sure that we are. Thank you, Dr. Inga. Love you. You are a godsend and a savior. So I think it is recording, actually. It is already recording. I believe that Burge set the recording on. So we're good to go. Thank you.
Sorry.
So,
Just on mute.
what is the zone of genius, right? And how do we use it to basically uncover a path to greater abundance in our lives? So we're going to also look at how we can delve deeper into this towards the end of the class. And what is the zone of genius? Anybody have an idea? You want to put anything in the chat? Any thoughts? Anybody want to share? All right, not yet. So let me share with you. The zone of genius is that special place where you are inspired and driven, and you find that your life has a sense of meaning and a sense of purpose, where you feel joy and creativity and passion that keeps you in the flow. Now, how many of us want to feel that way on a more regular basis? Right? Yes, please. Okay. I feel you, Bob. I'm right there with you. So, why do we want this, right? Well, who doesn't want this? It is the way that we were meant to live and feel. And most people are not necessarily working in their full potential. Most people, or a lot of people, maybe started with a passion, maybe started with an idea of something that they had a vocation for, like doctors who want to heal others, caretakers who want to provide service, coaches who want to make a difference in someone's life. But they're not always fulfilling that life purpose and really being in tune with the passion, with the joy, with the ways that they can be doing what's actually their zone of genius. And we're going to talk about the different zones in a minute, right? So how and why do we want to do this? Find it, really, because it maximizes our time. It maximizes our joy. It maximizes our results. It also allows us to establish ourselves as the expert in what we do, because the innate talents that we're born with, the innate gifts, and those things that bring us joy become contagious. People can feel it. Now, I hope you can feel the excitement I get when I talk about these things, right? I feel passionate about it because it changed my life and I've seen it change my clients' lives. And it's simple mindset adjustments where we can get to look at and say, okay, what am I good at? What do I love? What does the world need? And what am I passionate about that I can do to fulfill that? Now, this comes from a phenomenal principle called Ikigai. And it's a Japanese principle that talks about finding that zone of where all of these things combine, that zone of bliss. Have you ever heard of Ikigai before? Anybody? No? Yes? No. Okay.
Enough.
Hi, Anne. If you can, I don't know if you had a question and you had a comment, or if your mic is open and we're listening to background noise, but if you want to share with us, please do. And if not, please put your mic on silence just in case. Thank you. So we look at how do we find that bliss, right? I think we're all searching for that and searching for that purpose in our lives to some degree. So why do we want to do this? Well, we want to minimize burnout. We all want to feel purposeful in our lives, feel that our life has meaning, right? Is that important to you guys? Yeah, me too. I love the idea of being able to be of service through what I do. And so let's start looking at how we can really get into this zone. And thus, also, it tends to unlock our abundance. Because when we align with it, things flow. Our vibration is higher. Our energy is more loving, is more energetic, is more passionate, is more joyful. And that, my friends, is contagious, right? When you want to hire somebody, you want to hire the person that you feel is an expert and has already achieved what you're looking to achieve. Do you know what I'm talking about? Right? So we want to hire the people in all the services that we provide. Think about in the things that you do and in the jobs you've had, right? The people who hired you were attracted to you for a reason. Your gifts, your talents, your energy, your delivery. So when we're looking to hire people, we want to feel in tune with them. We want to feel that they're an expert and that they're the best provider for what we are looking for. Now imagine if everybody you met with was working in their zone of genius. You would get the best possible service from everybody you worked with, because they would be living in their purpose, in their fulfillment. Is this making sense? Yes, beautiful. Okay, so what do we want to do today? Let's really just start to delve in, and I want to invite you all to grab a piece of paper, if you can, grab a little pencil, and we're going to go through a couple of questions. And before I do, I'm going to share a quick quote. And this is actually from Albert Einstein, whose birthday I share, and I love him. But he says that everybody is a genius. Everybody. But if you judge a fish by his ability to climb a tree, then that fish will spend its lifetime believing that it is stupid. Now, that in itself is genius. Because a lot of times, through particularly in olden days, I'm dating myself possibly a tiny bit, now we tend to be a little more open-minded about letting our youth and kids explore who they want to be. But not so much 50 or 70 years ago. And we found paths that we thought were the right path, the path our parents wanted for us, the path our parents expected our family business to fall into, things like that. So now we get to look at our lives and say, okay, what were my gifts? What were my talents? Or what are they innately that I haven't fully expressed and fulfilled? So how do we get to do that? Well, let's talk very briefly about the four zones. And I'm talking about this zone of genius through a book called The Big Leap. And this is where I learned the principles from Gay Hendricks, whose book, The Big Leap, made a massive difference in my life and is something that now I share with clients. And I've noticed how it makes a big difference in their lives. So there are, Gay Hendricks talks about the four zones. The first is the zone of incompetence, right? This is where I know I'm not good at something. just not good at it, right? Pretty much everybody else could either do it better. And that it's really not the most productive use of my time. Okay. That's pretty clear for everybody, right? Okay. So then there's the zone of competence. I'm pretty good at it. I'm not possibly as good as everybody else. There are other people that are better at it than me, but I can get by doing it. So for example, a lot of my entrepreneurs say, oh, I'm learning to do the tech, but that really confuses me, or how to time manage, or how to time block, or, oh my God, funnels and email automation and marketing, it becomes overwhelming. And they're trying to wear all the hats, not always effectively. I definitely been there. I don't know about you guys. Anybody else share that feeling? Okay. So that zone of competence is also, yes, I could do it, but if I can charge a client, let's say $100 for a session, but I can hire somebody $20 an hour to do this for me, how much more effective could my business be? Right? So then let's look at the zone of excellence. The zone of excellence is something that I do really well, that you do really well, that you enjoy. And it's either because you're passionate about it or because you've spent a long enough time doing it that you've developed the skills and the ability to do it really well. Now, do you guys know or feel that you know what your zone of excellence is? Beautiful. Okay. For those of you who are not on camera, would love for you guys to stay engaged and use your digital reactions so that you can participate with us, okay? And if you're on the phone, I understand that might be challenging, but try it as well. So that zone of excellence is good. It's where you can make usually the most money, get greater recognition, get greater joy, feel greater passion, and feel of greater service. But then there's something that happens sometimes, not all the time, that is pretty magical. And it's you're working on something that you're so passionate about that hours go by and you didn't even notice. Where all of a sudden you feel your juices are flowing in ways that you feel so stimulated and you feel so awake. Have you had that happen to you? Yeah. That's that zone of genius. That's that beauty of passion that aligns with your talents, with your innate gifts, and with an ability that not everybody has, and that you are uniquely suited to do it in your own unique way. Now, I have heard zone of genius teachings from other people. We're all going to teach it differently, because our life experience is different, because where we're coming from is different. I'm passionate about this because it changed my life, right? So think about what is it that you do and the message and the service that you provide and the way that you delivered it, it is uniquely your gift, your talent. So for example, one of the things that I love to do, I'm a communication consultant. Right? And I help people align their mission, vision, and purpose with their language, their messaging for their services with their language. But I'm not always the one who generates and comes up with the language to begin with. I need to feel what a client brings to the equation, who you are, what is your essence, how would you say it? My genius comes in perceiving that and knowing how to tweak it and adjust it to represent and mirror you in the best possible way. That's my genius. My genius as a coach is to see how people bring in a situation and to help them see their blind spots. what is it they might not be seeing? And or how to do a shift, a mind frame shift, so that they can relate to whatever challenge they're facing in a different way, or come up with a game plan on how they want to achieve their goal or overcome this challenge. Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So let's start looking at what your zone of genius might be. Okay, so we're going to take a few minutes to do some brain dumping. What I say brain dump, stream of consciousness writing. And I want to invite you all to write the first, you know, sentence or few words, descriptive words if possible, when I ask you these questions. Okay, so I want you to jot down everything that you love, really love, you feel passion for. And if you're in a situation where you can't drive, just think about it, right? Allow yourself to even voice it. I love dancing. I love music. I'm passionate about language. I'm passionate about being of service. What are your passions? And a few more seconds, and we're going to wrap that one up. So that question, again, what do you love? What are you passionate about? Right? If you're just joining us, see if you can grab some paper and pencil and just jot down a few words. Now we're going to move on to question number two. What are you good at? What do you do well? So we're looking for things in your zone of competence and above, and ideally in your excellence. What are you really good at? Are you a great listener, for example? Are you really good with colors? Are you really good at seeing people's blind spots? Are you really good with tech? Are you really good dancing the tango? Are you really good healing? And start wrapping that one up. I like my dancers. Yes, 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 Yolanda. And now let's go for the third question. What can you get paid for? What jobs could you do that you have been paid for in the past or could get paid for if you chose to do it? And think beyond the box. Think beyond what you may have already done. So for example, I speak Spanish and French. I've never been paid to be a Spanish tutor, but if I needed to, I could. so I could teach people another language. So think about, what can you get paid for? What are all the abilities that you already possess that you could earn income from? And that could be a long list, but let's start wrapping it up. And now I want you to start thinking about, what does the world need that I could provide? So again, what does the world need that I could provide? So I'm going to share with you in the chat a picture. And I'm also going to put it on the screen for a moment for all of you guys to look at. And let me see how I can do this to have a full screen. Okay, so let me do it this way to see if I can share with you. Are you all seeing a screen that says Ikigai? Yes?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yes. Awesome. Thank you. Now, this is that Ikigai. Do you see that center? That's the sweet spot. That's what we're looking to find ways to live in that fulfillment. And it's exactly this. It's that reason for being between what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. So if you are good at something and the world needs it and you love it, right? That's all passion and mission. But if you can't get paid for it, it's not quite the sweet spot. Same thing. If you can get paid for something, but you're lacking love, then it's just a profession. Maybe a vocation if the world needs it. And if you're good at it, then it's just a career. But how do we integrate all of these aspects into our lives? And that's the key. That's what we want to start looking for. And changing the mindset on, how do I allow myself to live in this space and come from this place? Because this leads to fulfillment. It's making sense? Yes, a little bit. Yeah, okay, I love it. So let's also go back to, okay, in this zone of genius, how do I get to live it? How do I get to start showing up with myself, right? By looking at my unique abilities, many of us already at this age of our lives tend to have a fairly good idea of what we're good at, what we like, what we love. Many of us are living pretty close, if not in that sweet spot, close. We've chosen careers or life paths that we're doing something that we enjoy. And if not, then this is a huge invitation to support you to say, how can I do this? What can I do? Look at these questions. Take the time to ask yourself. Get support. Let's get you to doing the things that you love and you're passionate for that bring fulfillment and that the world needs. And the first thing we get to do to make that happen, aside from the willingness, because that's the first thing that Gay Hendricks says. He says, the minute that you are willing to let yourself live in your zone of genius, it will unfold. It will manifest for you. And the universe will conspire to allow you to fulfill it because it is your life's purpose. It is what you're here to do, right? And what we're here to explore and experience and be fulfilled in. So those loves, even those childhood loves that maybe we haven't really looked at in a while, we're not doing them. How do I get that back? And I want you to start looking at two things. Anything that is not in your zone of excellence is not the best use of your time. It's great if you want to learn a new trade. It's great if you want to have, for example, I spent the last 2 years learning some tech. I wanted to learn how to build funnels and how to create marketing and automation and all these things to also help my entrepreneurs and support them in their career scaling. And it was great for me to be able to do it, but it was not the most efficient or productive use of my time. It does help me now have a great set of tools. And the most productive use of my time now is to delegate that, having the knowledge and being able to maintain it if I need to, but to delegate that to an assistant. Because the assistant can't do necessarily what I do. But she's phenomenal at helping me with the tech. And so this is the first thing that I want you all to consider. Delegate, delegate, delegate. Who can you pay to do it for you? Who can you barter with to do it with you? Somebody who's great at the tech, for example. I keep using tech because it tends to be one of the ones that most people need some support with, right? Except for my techies. And so they want to be able to see other things. They want maybe support with a creative design. And so how amazing is it when I can get somebody who's a creative and a designer, somebody who's a techie, and the creative designer will say, here, this is everything that you need for your branding, your coloring, your image, and your messaging, and the techie can build it. And they collaborate to support each other, and they both achieve what they needed, but working in their zone of genius. So when you have the finances, by all means, hire the person. When the finances aren't necessarily there yet, who do I get to barter with and can be of service to in exchange for them providing their zone of genius to me? And it's an amazing way that we get to be providers, that we hone in on our skills, that we get word of mouth, that we get more clientele, and that we get to grow ourselves in our business. Making sense so far? Yes, yes, yes. Love it. Okay, beautiful. So delegating, number one key. Then I want you to ask yourself a really powerful question. This comes from, real estate mogul, And Keller Williams, what is the one thing, ask yourself, that I can do right now or under any situation that makes everything else become easier or unnecessary? So what is the one thing I can do so that everything else becomes easier or unnecessary? Then I want you to ask yourself, is this task the most effective use of my time? Ask yourself, is there somebody else who could do this more efficiently? If you have a team, who in my team might enjoy or prefer doing these tasks? In that team, I like to consider even family a team. Sometimes you have a young nephew who is becoming a graphic designer, and he may be thrilled to gain from your expertise and build you a new logo. So who can I barter with, right? So that we both have a win-win situation. And all you essence of beings know that we like win-wins, right? So if you think about your zone of genius, it will produce the most effective, efficient, productive use of your time. And we want to now, let's, you know, deal with reality. Let's get a little real here. What stops us from doing these things sometimes? Right? Sometimes it is, I don't have the know-how. I don't have the confidence. I don't think I have the skill set. I don't think I have the money. What else? What else could be stopping us from living in that zone of genius? Anyone willing to share? But you just write it in the chat. Oh, yes, Bob.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, until recently,
yes,
I sort of got sucked into, you know, basically your survival mode. The bills got to get paid. I've got to eat, keep the roof over my head. And if I'm so focused on survival,
mm-hmm.
I don't have the brain capacity to think about thriving, for lack of a better term.
Oh, absolutely. I completely can relate, Bob. As a single mom with a child, having left my home and moved to Miami to raise my kiddo, and had just had my kid in the middle of the recession, I can certainly relate. And it took me, that's why I'm saying this changed my life. It took me a while to realize that I was living in fight or flight mode all the time. I was in survival mode all the time. I had all this knowledge. I had years of experience, and I didn't know where to begin. And I found myself instead working for $10, $15, $20 an hour, struggling, right? Shuffling around. So there's an invitation here always to say, where can I find that optimal balance? When I can be true to myself. And if I look at these four questions and I look for that sweet spot, because we're looking very realistically also, right? And I just saw that, Rose, and I will address that. Thank you for bringing that up. So if we can figure very realistically these four questions, I love it, but it combines with what I know how to do and what I can get paid for, right? And if I can find that with what the world needs, And that's the sweet spot. After COVID, I found that more and more people, and how I started coaching online was through time management. Many of whom were women entrepreneurs trying to figure out how to work at home with kids at home and homeschooling. Right? The world needed them. That is how. Here's one thing that I knew how to do. It's not all the things, it's not the main thing, but it's something that I am passionate about and that I like providing. So it's a service that people needed. It was timely. It was a way to be able to get paid, something that I knew and something that the world needed and that I'm passionate about because it's something that I've learned to use for myself, having a beautifully ADD brain. And coming from an ADD family. So I've learned to find ways to keep myself on track, to keep myself productive, to these are things that I enjoy studying. Well, why not pay it forward? And that became the way that I started to coach online during COVID. So it's all about changing that frame of mind into these four really powerful questions. What do I like, love, and passionate about? It might not be the ultimate dream, but it's something that I do enjoy, that I am good at, that I can get paid for, and that the world needs. And they're like time, right? And health. Thank you, Rose, for sharing that. And extenuating circumstances. Sometimes extenuating circumstances means you're not working in your zone of genius. At that moment, I had just come from being a full-time actress in New York and working as an executive coach, making a six-figure income to find myself practically on food stamps and struggling to figure out how I was going to pay a mortgage. Okay. So I love that. Thank you, Rose. So these extenuating circumstances will happen. I mean, COVID was extenuating circumstances. The recession was an extenuating circumstances. Having an ill family member that you're a caretaker of can be extenuating circumstances, all of which can stop us from showing up and pursuing our passion. But it's not a commodity, guys. It's not a privilege. Necessarily, but it can be our way of life. It is a choice. And it is a commitment, again, that we make to ourselves to say, okay, no matter what the circumstances, how do I get to step into this for myself? How do I get to step into my gifts, my joy, and thus own my own power? And it's a powerful invitation because in that space, people around you are excited. They want to work with you. They want to collaborate with you. They want to barter with you. Right? And if I can make, even if I was making the same, if I can make $20 selling shoes at a store, or I can make $20 giving somebody time management tips. Which one do you think I should go for? Right. So, what are the limiting beliefs that stop us? That's the key. So, Gay Hendricks says that there are four things that tend to stop us from fulfilling our purpose, our life passions, and this sweet spot, this ikigai. One is the feeling of being or feeling fundamentally flawed. Have you ever, guys, ever felt that? Feeling like not good enough? Ever get that as a kid? Right? And then we get to look at, okay, is that true? If I did these four questions authentically and answered them comfortably, then I'm already talking about what I know I'm good at. And I'm already talking about what I'm passionate about. So, and I've already been paid for it. At one point or another, I know I can, right? So that feeling of feeling fundamentally flawed, right, is a mindset and a mind frame that being authentic with these questions can help you clear. There's another one that Hendrick says is the crime of outshining others. So, for example, if you grew up with siblings and, you know, for example, in my family, I knew that my youngest brother wouldn't get very good grades. He ended up being the smartest one of all of us, ended up doing much better in life than all of us. But he was the one that got into the most trouble, right? And occasionally, even the performer in me would calm down so that my grades would not get him punished.
What was that again? Don't outshine others?
Yes. The fear or crime that we may feel of outshining others. For me, it was the know-it-all. You guys ever watch Harry Potter, Hermione? Knew all the answers. I like being that kid. I still like being that adult. and I certainly, didn't always fly so well. I felt bad. I felt I had to diminish myself or not stand out or not raise my hand all the time or not want to share all the time because it made other people uncomfortable. What about disloyalty or abandonment? If I voice or do what I love, I'm afraid that people won't be there for me. If I challenge my parents and go pursue what I want to pursue and they don't agree, am I going to be abandoned? So in my world, for example, that showed up as when you're famous and you become an actress, you'll forget all about us. What I heard was, if you're famous, we won't be there for you. And these are beliefs that stop us from coming into our light, that stop us from shining our gift, from opening that gift and sharing it with the world. So we've already covered three out of the four, right? Feeling fundamentally flawed, disloyalty or abandonment, and the crime of outshining others. And then the final one is more success brings more burden. Have you guys ever felt that or feared that? So, right, if I feel that, wow, I would love to be giving this talk to 2,000 people and shifting that for others and empowering people to really shift and find ways that they can grow and begin to live in their bliss. But if I believe that that is going to mean that I can't spend time with my kid, or that somebody might want to hurt me, or that somebody might be jealous of me, am I really going to be able to pursue it and get to that level? These fears stop us along the way from making our big leap. Thus, why Gay Hendricks calls it the big leap. The big leap into our zone of genius, the big leap into our bliss. Big leap into our life purpose and our fulfillment. So, to review, I want to invite you guys to continue this exercise and write down all the things that you're doing that are in your zone of incompetence that you're ready to let go of. Start writing down a little list of your zone of competence, things that you can do, but might not be the best use of your time. Right? Start then making a list of your zone of excellence. I love making lists because there's something really powerful between feeling it, thinking about it, putting it into words, and then seeing it. And being able to go back to it, because this is an evolution. We evolve with our purpose. And it shifts and changes in our lifetime. Or how we manifest it, or how we talk about it, or which part of the gift are we manifesting and bringing out the most. So I invite you to keep a journal where you have a blank page and you can just brain dump and feel it. And a couple of days from now, look at it again. Look at what you wrote tonight. Look at that ikigai that I put in the chat. See if you can download it or save the chat. And start looking at how can you fulfill that sweet spot of your bliss. Ask yourself, right? What do I love? What am I passionate about? How can I serve? How do I bring my own unique voice and touch to anything of what I do? And of course, this is a lot of information in a short time, but I hope that this is the beginning of a journey for yourself to being more in tune with your gift, with your zone of genius. We offer, after every power hour, the opportunity to do a half hour session. And I would be happy to support you to really delve into this a little bit deeper for yourself and to support where you can create an action plan and the next steps for you. So please, if you'd like to, I'd love to have you take that opportunity to join me and to get more support. I also would like to now invite you all to consider next steps. But before we do that, actually, let's take a quick minute. I'd love to hear a voice or two, any thoughts of what we shared tonight, any ahas, any personal discoveries, or anything that you really, that really touched you. Yes, please, Bob, do share.
So as you were going through what stops us, it dawned on me, the second one, fear or the crime of outshining others. I don't worry about outshining others. I worry about shining in the first place, personally. I have basically spent a lifetime trying to be invisible so as to avoid arrows and slings. So that's a little bit of an aha moment for me, is that I'm not anywhere near that because I'm still so busy trying to stay invisible until recently.
Recently, yes, Bob. And I love that you're here and that you're part of the community and that you are so willing to work and remember the truth of who you are, the love that you are, and the gift that you are. And it is precisely that sometimes that just the desire and your willingness creates magic. You will heal that. We can talk about other ways that that we all work through some of that, right? And some of that comes from childhood. Who made you feel unseen? Who made you feel unheard? Or that you didn't matter? Or that you needed to hide, as you know. And so we work through some of these things. And there's so many different levels and ways that we can work through them. Some of it, one of the ones that I've worked through that really helped me was through hypnosis. And the other one was through working family constellations. And of course, doing the work with Essence of Being. And those are ways that I would suggest, for example, because they're powerful ways to clear old beliefs and clear the energy that made us feel that we had to hide from the world. But thank you so much for sharing and for your courage, because these are all, we all have that to some degree. Goodness, you know, imagine yourself as a 13-year-old. Everybody wanted to hide for the most part. So it's a very human process. And for some of us, it's deeper and stronger than others. For me, it was the opposite. I felt loved only when I was performing. So we all carry these things, and they're part of the spiritual lessons that we're here to learn. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But now you have some ideally tools and keys and an awareness. I find that awareness changes everything, because then we know what we can do about it. We know what we can start to work on. We know what we can clear. So I invite you all to continue to play with us. We have every Tuesday night an opportunity with a free class with the Conscious Leadership Academy with Essence of Being. And it's wonderful. Every Tuesday night, we have a new theme. We learn new lessons. We gain new tools. We gain deeper insights. So please, please, please join us. I'm going to be sharing that link in the chat. The other thing that I'd love to invite everybody to is the Essence of Being. Oh, give me 1 second. I just made a little mistake. Here we go. The Essence of Being communication intensive that we're going to be doing virtually now in September. So I want you all to consider going to the Essence of Being events page and looking at all the ways that we can play together and that we can continue to grow and expand and be there for each other. The Essence of Communication virtual day, September 7th. That's the date that I had missed. And would love to have you all join us for the High Vibes Cruise happening October 21st through October 28th. I will also be doing a talk and helping and guiding everybody through a heart-centered healing meditation on how we can heal ourselves and the planet. So I hope that you can join me and that we'll be able to play some more together. It'll be my pleasure to do more of this with you all. And I hope to see you guys on Tuesdays at the CLA, at the Conscious Leadership Academy talks. And I would love if you guys would have a word, for example, of how you are feeling after our session tonight. Any thoughts? How do you feel after our session? Anybody willing to play and share? Well, I feel blessed.
It is intriguing, of course, with all these things.
Okay. So intrigued.
Yeah.
Intrigued. Thank you. Okay.
Wow. I'm feeling calm.
I love that. I love that. I feel you. I'm feeling really calm tonight as well. I would say I feel empowered and passionate. The ability to look at this makes me feel empowered. Thank you. And this is Eliariskin. I'm not sure, but thank you for joining us and for participating and for sharing, at least through the virtual reactions. And I appreciate you. And if you want to share a word of how you're feeling tonight or leaving tonight, that would be great. I hope you all get to join us, decide to dive a little deeper, come speak with me about action plan, strategy plan, or how you can hone into that sweet spot of your zone of genius. And please, please, please come join us at the Conscious Leadership Academy every Tuesday night. Here's the link. Take a look at the upcoming events, and I look forward to playing with you all again soon.
How do we talk to you then?
So you'll be receiving an email If you registered for this Power Hour, you will be receiving an email with the opportunity to connect with me and schedule a session with me.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Claudia.
My pleasure, Bob. Thank you for showing up, for participating, and for always having such great courage to share.
Thank you.
I appreciate you guys.
Good night, everybody.